it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. It's 1-800-259-9231. Nick joining us as he does every other week from Free Minds TV is one of the two hosts over there. If you have yet to see it, you should go and watch at freemindstv.com. Good stuff. So 800-259-9231, start things out tonight. We go right to the phone calls and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paula, Florida?
Yes, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What we found out this morning, more children are dying from these injections that they're giving them.
Dear God, what injections?
The cervical cancer, also the polio shots.
They're giving children cervical cancer?
They died of the injections. They have live cells in them.
What?
Is it the HPV vaccine? Is that what it is?
Huh?
Is that the HPV vaccine that you're talking about?
In Texas?
Yeah, for the cervical cancer, and also the polio injections, too.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, these things are dangerous.
I know that.
Vaccinations, you're right, they are. In many cases, they're either live, a little bit live, or
dead. In some cases, they're dead cultures. But the fact is, immunization is a numbers game. We'll immunize the population, and if it kills off a small percentage, you know, like less than a 1% of the population, that's an acceptable number as far as they're concerned. And for no reason at all, autism is shot through the roof in the last 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. Why do we have all these autistic kids? The only explanation I can come up with, immunization.
Also, because of all the stuff they have been dumping on us for us since 1968... They have been flying chemicals and diseases all through the air.
Yeah, that's paranoid claptrap, in my opinion.
There are a couple documented cases of very dilute tests of chemical agents. Back in the 50s. I don't remember. I remember they were chemical agents and biological agents.
Where did they test them?
I know San Francisco was one. That's pretty well documented. They've done some pretty blatant stuff in the open.
I am glad to see the tinfoil hat contingent represented tonight.
Yeah, I didn't know that you were a chemtrail guy.
I'm not a chemtrail guy. I'm not talking about chemtrails from commuter aircraft. I'm talking about military chemical weapons.
Were they steering these diseases with the HARP transmitter in Alaska?
I'm not sure exactly. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I just know that there's some mainstream documentation of chemical testing on the population.
Paula, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we've had enough about the bird flu. You called earlier, and that was about enough of that.
Well, yeah. She's just concerned with your health,
She is darn concerned, and if you put your children in the hands of the government, well, then you shouldn't be too surprised that some kids are going to end up dead, because the government, they just don't care. They pretend like they care.
Well, I think that they have... There's this acceptable number of, mortality rate as far as their immunizations go. They don't want to see children die, but at the same time, they'd rather see the whole population protected. They're sort of looking at it from this, it's better that one dies and so that 100,000 might live kind
nonsense.
Of angle, the whole Star Trek thing.
Yeah. Well, it's easy for them to say that because it's not their kids they're giving the shots to at that point. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure the vast majority of politicians out there, kids are immunized.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to go out
maybe
on
not.
That limb. But going back to this chemtrail thing here. Now,
I'm not a chemtrail guy. I want to clarify. I'm not a chemtrail guy, the usual.
So this is like chemical munitions tests that were done in the 50s? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and there were some injections that were done to unknowing civilians, too.
Now,
very dilute.
Certainly, it's certainly true that the government at state and federal levels has been caught doing nasty things to people over the years. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the people like Paula believe that every single day in America there are planes crisscrossing the sky releasing gases.
Paula has not
poison.
Said that.
Well, no,
I said people like Paula.
Right.
Well, how do you know? No, there's only
the
one person.
Chemtrails people, Mark.
Only
you know
one
I'm talking
person
about.
Like Paula, and that's Paula. Paula either believes that they're flying chemicals over us every day, which she did say they're flying chemicals and
that's what she's referring to.
But I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't believe it's every day, but she believes it's going on today and that it's going on in the present time and that they're supposedly poisoning us, which, of course, doesn't make sense because people are living longer than they've ever lived in the past.
Right, and pretty much every airplane technician and airline industry member would have to be in on this vast conspiracy since day one and no one's come out and said anything.
Well, what about this, the small conspiracy that you were referring to, that they've, dilute diseases spread over, you know, the population.
I'm looking for documentation on that. I'm pretty sure that's out in the open. It was on the History Channel.
Oh, yeah, it was on the History Channel.
Well, usually they check their facts, but...
Yeah.
Probably
they're a lot better at than Free Talk Live is.
Probably better than Paula, too. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything to Ian in Florida. Ian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, you know, Mark from Florida called.
Well, bird flu, it's really interesting. No, I have nothing to say about that.
Thank God.
Thank goodness, yeah.
In Orlando, a guy was being tried for feeding people, 100 people.
Feeding people, you mean? Or
feeding them food. Well, most of them were homeless, so I guess that's why he was tried.
It was bad to feed homeless people food?
I guess. Maybe it violated a city ordinance.
Serving food without a permit, I bet, or something like that.
That was it.
So he was like, he was in a park giving out free food to homeless people, drawing them in like you know, pigeons in the park, and they cited him for that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just crazy that, you know, tax money goes towards that. You know
I don't. I understand what you're saying. I don't know how I feel about this. There was in the town I lived in Florida, Sarasota, Florida. There was the same thing occurred. Ian and I were on opposite sides of this particular argument at that time. If I lived in the particular neighborhood was called Gillespie Park in Sarasota. If I lived in Gillespie Park and every Sunday morning somebody came out there and started dishing out free food and drew the homeless people in by the hundreds. There were more, sometimes more than 200 homeless people in there, urinating and defecating all over the place, drinking. It was awful.
Now, we should point out, the park you're referring to was a city-owned park,
correct,
not a private park.
If it was private, then they could have their own rules.
Right. If it were private, they could have their own rules. So what the city decided to do in their infinite wisdom was to make it so that anybody that wanted to gather in the city's parks would have to get permission if they were going to have more than 75 people.
Right.
And so that seems like a bit of an infringement on the right to peaceably assemble, because then you'd have to ask for permission in order to do that. So that was the sort of the tact I took in opposition to that particular rule. I don't really know where it currently stands today. We don't live there anymore.
So private property would really just... fix that problem.
Sure. Well, solve the problem.
Do you think that there would be as many parks as there currently are? I mean, I think most people don't use parks, but they're nice to look at when you go by. You think, a park. How nice.
I use the park around here.
Well, in big cities, like in New York, we went there, and having a park is perfect. I mean,
it absolutely is. I think that Central Park's great, and they have a bunch of them all around the city, and they're great. I just don't know whether there would be as many parks. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think there would be as many parks in a private park system as there currently are today. They would be better. They would be safer.
I don't know, maybe.
But I don't think there would be as numerous.
I agree.
Why?
I have a thing to say about bridges, too.
Okay.
The whole toll bridge thing.
Get it out.
We have a private bridge here. I'm in Destin, Florida, and this bridge cuts off 6 miles, which isn't that much, but it saves a lot of time. And they charge $3 to anybody, and then you can get like a sun pass,
right?
And it's just $1.50.
Mm.
But still, it's a lot of money to spend, and I don't see how. Like, I think they could charge up to $5, and people would still cross it.
So then they're below market value then. I mean, if you're willing to pay $5 and they're only charging $3, then that's a deal, right?
Yeah, well, no. People have to cross it every day. And, I mean,
well, do they have to or can they go around?
And bridges, before you go on, bridges are damn expensive projects.
Exactly. For that bridge in a free market, if they could, you know, buy the land next to it or, you know, make another bridge. It's not like there's going to be 3 different bridges competing, or even 2.
Not very.
It's a lot of money to build a bridge, and you don't get much money right away. So
there you go.
Yeah.
It sounds like an okay deal to me. If it's cutting a whole bunch of time off of when you're driving, if it's making it easier to get from point A to point B, then it's worth the $3. If not, go around. Thanks for the call, Ian. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Private parks. What do you think? Is Mark on target here? Is it true? Do you think that there will be less private parks in a world without government parks? I'm not sure about that. I think that you might find neighborhood associations with their own little parks in their neighborhood areas. And a number of the parks around here, actually, where we live in Keene, New Hampshire, were land, plots of land that were contributed by private owners to the city. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our features are totally free. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And now, you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like your will or living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
You know, I was reading today about that Terry Schiavo case a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it, You should have a living will so that that crap doesn't happen to your family.
The living will is where you can, deem certain things to happen in the event that you are still alive but incapacitated or unable to communicate in some way.
Correct. Right. I mean, you could be in stasis for 15 years, like Terry Schiavo. Everybody, you know, all the money you've earned, spent, it's terrible crap.
Seems like a good investment to me. 800-259-9231. Continuing with the phone calls. And on the way, kind of a theme over the past couple of days about the Surveillance Society, and I wanted to get to this yesterday, but we got loaded with phone calls. Hopefully we'll get to it tonight, how Baltimore is looking at passing a law to mandate cameras be installed in every new construction project. We will get to that here in a few moments, but first, to the phones, to the fun. Mark in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are y'all doing tonight? Hey,
good.
Mark, Ian, Nick. Mark, Ian, y'all told me last night that this Constitution I had was right.
What do you mean?
I went to the gun store today. I was so inspired by your little talk last night about the Second Amendment. I decided I'm going to go exercise my Second Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
They said I had to fill out paperwork, waiting periods.
Yeah.
That's not what my Constitution says again.
Yeah, your Constitution says that your right to keep and bear arms shouldn't be infringed.
I'm sure the guys...
I felt infringed.
Yeah,
I'm sure the guys at the gun store would agree with you. It's just that they're scared of men that are calling themselves the ATF. They're scared they're going to come by to their store and, you know, throw them in jail cells or fine them thousands of dollars if they don't force you to do that paperwork.
I looked for, you know, something that says something about that in the Constitution. I couldn't find anything on the ATF, FBI, DEA, or anything about law enforcement, actually, in the Constitution.
Well, that's why if you really want to buy a gun, you really shouldn't buy it through legitimate channels. You should buy...
I guess not. Yeah. I guess I'll have to find some kind of criminal and buy a gun from him, you know?
Well, and it's not always necessarily criminal. Up here in New Hampshire, I don't think that there's any... I don't think there are any regulations on just going up to another individual and purchasing a gun from that person. They don't necessarily have to be a criminal. It's just that if you want to buy a brand new gun from a dealer, then you do have to go through the federal paperwork. And I sympathize with you, man. I understand where you're coming from, or I empathize, I suppose.
So I didn't get one today. You know, I feel a little less safe now. So now how do I convince my wife that the free state's the only way?
Well, I mean, what is your wife, where is she at right now politically, mentally, as far as understanding the libertarian
principle?
She's
almost there. She still thinks the government can do stuff, though.
Like what?
Well, it can do stuff.
It can do stuff. It can push people around. And she's kind of learning that it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Do you have kids?
Yeah. Okay. 5 months old.
One kid. Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
And I love being a dad, okay?
Great.
So she takes him, you know, has to do all this paperwork with him. And we had a lapse in insurance, so I'm going to get him on Medicaid or whatever it is. It's like, you have fun with that, honey. Don't look at me. I'm not involved in this one.
Yeah.
Takes him in for Medicaid, gets the shots, makes her drive halfway across town to the other side of the city, and then she doesn't like the doctor for some reason, but that's the only place they can take her. So she was not happy about that.
Yeah, too bad. You want to get the government money, you're going to take the government doctor, too.
Yeah, so she's really kind of... not happy, getting more unhappy with that. But I'm wondering, is it right to keep pushing her, well, go try this program or go try this program, until she's just fed up and decides none of this works?
It certainly does take a toll. I mean, the more government you experience, the more you come to understand that they really aren't out there to provide you with customer service or anything of real value. So I don't know. That's an interesting approach. I mean, I presume you've pitched the idea to her. What's her response been on New Hampshire so far, the Free State Project?
She does like the seasons. That's the seasons and snow is what's the big selling point right now.
I'd go with the seasons and snow.
If she likes the idea of snow, then that's a great thing. Because
that's
a lot of people in Florida don't want to have anything to do with that.
Well,
I think our public schools are probably better, too.
Government schools?
If you're looking at doing public schools, then that's a selling point.
I think we're looking at doing homeschool versus government school.
There are less regulations here in New Hampshire on the homeschool front, as I understand it.
Yeah, there's a lot less than in most states.
So there's another point for you. And, you know, have you been yet to freestateproject.org and looked at the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire?
A little bit. I've kind of perused them a little bit.
What I would do is I'd take some time out and sit down and really just chow through that entire 101 reasons and then make some notes and make notes as far as what are the reasons that you believe would be most persuasive to her. Don't make it so she has to read all 101. Just say, well, here's 10, you know, that you should consider in your mind. And, you know, this is really important to me. I'm really excited about it, and I'd love to have you on board.
Well, I won't leave my wife.
No, I didn't suggest that.
All right.
Tell her it's important to you.
I would never do that, but, you know, y'all got to get me a new copy of this Constitution.
One that's true, because unfortunately they've messed with it so much.
But they haven't messed with it, because mine still says, you know, shall not be infringed.
Yeah, they just ignore it, and then they infringe all over the place.
Does that mean I can ignore their laws?
I say yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Ian says yes.
How could you possibly be obligated?
I say you're going to have a hell of a time ignoring their jail.
Well, how could you possibly be obligated to follow their silly laws if they aren't even obligated to follow their own laws? I mean, it's just absurd.
And, I'm not a stupid guy. You know, I can read, obviously.
Right.
Have these guys not read this book?
Probably not. So I think Ron
the problem
Paul
is not enough American citizens have read that book.
It's true.
Oh, well, you know, I know Ron Paul has read this, and I'm planning on voting for him in the primary here.
Great.
So, you know, but, you know, any suggestions, you know, on how I can get out of here faster, you know, would be helpful.
Like I said, hit freestateproject.org, grab the 101 reasons, peruse through that, highlight some ones that you think will be effective on her, share them with her, and then let them sink in, and then follow up with her after a week or so and see how she feels about it. See if she shifted in your direction a little bit more. Just, you know, let her know it's important to you and then see what happens. And let us know, okay? Thanks, Mark. We appreciate
your
call.
Hey, I'll keep in touch.
Bye. Don't expect that Constitution to immediately be, start working once you get to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a ways to go still here.
Well, you get a few provisions back if you move to New Hampshire. You get a little bit more freedom back as soon as you cross the border, and you can feel the difference when you cross the border. You just feel a little bit more free.
Does the FCC still apply up there? Would I be able to drop the F-bomb on the radio?
For now, it does apply, but we're working on that. Thanks for the call.
Okay, let me know, because I want to come on and drop the F-bomb
when they
stop that.
Someday. Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. Even if we can nullify the FCC here in New Hampshire, it's unlikely it will be nullified all across the country, and since we're doing a national radio show, odds are good the F-bomb won't be acceptable on our airwaves.
I don't see Free Talk Live ever accepting that, even with its own rules.
Well,
I have no intention of doing that.
Us, behind the mics, no, we're not going to do something like that, but as far as a caller accidentally letting one go, if the FCC's not around, it's not as big of a deal, I guess. 800-259-9231. Phones are loaded. If you are patient, you'll get through, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki with over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. WYKI.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit RLC.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's RLC.org.
As we continue with the phone calls and talk to Steve in Utah. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great, Steve. What's on your mind?
Hey, there's an article on WorldNet Daily about Hugo Chavez. Talking about a new currency for the North America, South America, and I guess
the Amero.
Amero. Is news. Wait a minute. It used to just be Mexico, Canada, and the United States. Now you're talking about like an entire hemisphere. Wait, is it hemisphere?
No,
that
just the United hemisphere, States and just the Canada, America, and Mexico.
Now, what is Hugo Chavez? I mean, what is he saying about that?
It was on, I guess, Larry King Live last night, and I guess the video clips they put out, they've taken out the part where there was a guy who emailed a question about the currency, and they've taken that part out of the. If you go to the website, you can't see that part of it anymore because they've edited it, and. If you go to the WorldNet Daily, it's like the top article there.
Story. Okay, well, I mean, we're in the middle of a segment, so I don't have really time to do that. Are you saying that Hugo Chavez is validating to some extent that there is this plot to create
North
American?
Well, it was Vicente Fox who was on last night. And is that the guy who was on Larry King?
Yeah, Vicente Fox. Whatever.
Yeah, there's a big difference there between.
But he was the president of Mexico, and he did mention he wants a trade union like the EU, and he was asked, does that mean a currency like the euro? And he said, Well, that would be off in the future.
Uh-huh.
But he did basically, he didn't back away from the question. It was basically yes, but that would be a long
right.
way off.
Very interesting.
So it's out in the open now. They are.
So yeah, so planes are in the works then, definitely at this
yep.
point.
Yeah,
very interesting.
President Bush and him agreed to pursue the free trade agreement of America, the free trade zone throughout the Western
Just an awful, awful idea. And Steve, thank you for the call. Appreciate you bringing that to our
yep.
attention. 800-259-9231, because the rumors have been flying around for months now. I mean, probably all year long, people have been talking about it.
And just because Vincente Fox said that there would be off in the future in Amero doesn't mean that every part of all the rumors is true. It's just that he's verified...
Sure.
You know,
the
that one portion. And that makes the most sense to me out of all of it, simply
you
because...
You mean compared to, like, the four-football-field-wide road that's supposed to go from Mexico to Canada?
I don't think the road is out of the question either. I think that what seems unlikely to me is that they will actually create a governing body that will rule this hemisphere.
Well,
that,
if you have a unified currency, you have to have a unified central bank.
But that's not a governing body.
Well, they control the currencies of all three countries.
People don't see it that way. They would still vote for their politicians and all that.
Right.
Sure.
But,
and the politicians would still have sway
well,
over that.
That is how it worked in Europe. They still kept their national leaders, but they did put this big bureaucracy that passed laws for all the countries. That an unelected bureaucracy is mostly what governs the EU right now. And it was done through the back door over 40 years. It transformed from a small coal and iron trading agreement into this big supranational government. And that is the concern right now, is that it'll start innocently enough as a, you know, so-called free trade agreement, and it'll turn into the EU.
Then all of a sudden they have to standardize things, which they've already been talking about to some extent, because they've said, well, baby food jars in Canada are sold at different sizes than the baby food jars in America.
It's chaos.
Yeah, we need to standardize all
that. Well, they sell a lot of different things differently in Canada, too. Like, chewing tobacco is different, I think, by their rules, so they would have to standardize all of that, and then tax codes would probably...
Right, which would mean they'd need a whole new bureaucracy,
right.
as you're talking about,
yep.
to write all that code and then implement it. So, but really the money part's one of the scariest parts, because it's going to be...
Well, because when will they transition? Are they going to crash the dollar to do this?
I think they might wait until the dollar crashes some more and then make the move
In the crashing of the dollar, there's a lot of... the central bank will make a lot of money.
Well, I think we still have a long way to go before this is written in stone, too. I think there's a strong sentiment against that, both in the
sure
United States and Canada, and... It might
Was there a sentiment
well.
Against it in Europe, though?
Not enough.
There still is. There still is, especially in Great Britain. I don't know if we have anybody listening there right now.
The answer is yes.
The UK is pretty... They call them Eurosceptics countries, ones that don't really... aren't all about the EU. And there's actually a pretty growing movement in the UK to withdraw, because the British still have their pound, and they don't
right.
want to cede their political or monetary authority to the EU. So...
Yeah, every article I've seen always references pounds from the UK.
Right, so. It is still pounds.
Right.
So, you know, there is still a movement against it, but they haven't won so far.
Even though there's enough of a movement to where the UK is sort of standing back from it, I mean, that's a little bit of good news. Even though there is enough of a movement, it wasn't enough to stop it. It wasn't enough to actually put a stop to it.
No, but if you read a history of the EU, it came in step by step. It wasn't all at once they said... You know, we're going to have a European nation
right.
now. They said, well, we'll do this agreement, and then we'll need this, and that's how it works.
There's going to be some sort of
problem.
Yeah, they can't do it overnight. I mean, there's going to be
yeah.
some sort of transitory period between, I mean, just looking at the monetary aspects, just between the dollar and this new proposed Amero, obviously they can't flip that out in a week's time. It's going to take some time, but because the banks are beholden to the Federal Reserve, you know, they're FDIC insured and they're tied into the federal government all the way, so the banks are sort of the government's bitch to some extent. If the government decides it wants to team up with Canada and Mexico and create this new Amero currency, they're going to lay down some new laws that say that, well, everybody in the banking world, you're going to have to start transitioning your customers over to these Ameros, and there is probably going to be Americans that are going to scream bloody murder about their dollars going away, and they'll do what they can to keep their hands on them, but if the banks are sucking the dollars out of circulation and replacing them with Ameros, it's only a matter of time.
Well, the dollar is now losing ground against the euro as far as a reserve currency for world exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that once we lose our reserve status, which looks likely in the next decade or two,
it does look that way.
I heard, I think that would be the point where they say, hey, Europe has a trading union. It's strengthened their currencies. And in some ways, that has helped their economy, despite the fact that, you know, you have this giant bureaucracy, because, you know, it does streamline trade if you have a common unit of exchange. They're going to say, we need to go to our own trading union to compete with Europe and Asia. And that'll
be the excuse.
Yeah.
Right.
I would guess. I mean,
I'm sure.
You know, and this is the kind of shell game that they can do with currencies that are essentially created out of nothing.
That's correct.
Whereas if we got governments out of the business, if we got our government, if you got the United States government out of the business of printing money, then you know we could use whatever we wanted for money. You could use gold, you could use silver, you could use certificates for bananas in the future. I mean, all these commodities that currently are traded are of value to people, and those would be the monetary units that we would have, and they wouldn't be able to steal them from you. Every time they turn on the presses to print more of these things, which it looks like you have an article here where they have just raised the debt ceiling, which means that they can print even more of these little notes of theirs. Every time they turn on the presses, that's how they steal your money. Because now they've diluted the pool. They've added more dollars to the pool. That means that the dollars are worth less. Yours are worth less. The ones you have in the bank, the ones that currently, if you don't get a month by month or yearly raise, they're stealing from you.
Yeah. I mean, if you want an international unit of exchange without going through exchange rates, it's easy enough to trade in gold and silver or other commodities because they're universally recognized to have value. Mm-hmm. An ounce of gold, it's a world market. It's going to have the same value in Germany as it would in the United States, as it would in Mexico. It's going to pretty much, whatever you're exchanging it for, it's going to have the same purchasing power.
And there are companies out there that are sort of the go-between in order to do just what you're describing. E-Gold, I believe, is one of them, that they take your currency from your current, from whatever country you're in, and they turn it into gold for you, and then you can move that around into whatever other currencies you want.
The government's been giving E-Gold problems.
They sure have. Oh, yeah. Just like they've been giving the Liberty Dollar problems as well. They don't like people that are competing outside of their controlled market. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. The features for free. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live and look good at the same time, then go buy some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We got Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies. We've got other things like the lighter bottle opener combo. We've got DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, bumper stickers, which are free, by the way, and even some products that don't have our logo on them. Head on over to store.freetalklive.com to place your order and get some good stuff. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we continue the phone calls, it's Eric in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric, hello.
Michigan.
Michigan. What's up?
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Today I was at a college, and we were watching the debates, but before that happened, Ron Paul swung by.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, how is Mr. Paul doing?
He was doing great. He gave a short speech, told us that he was very happy to see us interested in politics, and wished us all the best, and then took off to go to the debates in Dearborn.
Cool. I guess these were going on this afternoon. Is the debate over at this point?
Yeah, it went from 4 to 6.
Okay. And how do you do? I didn't get to see any of it.
Ron Paul did very well.
As usual.
Everybody else did pretty much as you would expect. Thompson was lackluster. Romney was out of his mind. And, you know, Giuliani was equally as fascistic.
Now, Thompson was the one that they were most – that's where all the news was focusing beforehand.
Yeah. Right. It's his first debate. And
so when you say he was lackluster, give me the even keel, the unbiased opinion.
Honestly, he didn't say – anything that the other guys hadn't already said, and I really doubt he's going to attract a lot of attention.
Well, none of them are going to say anything new, but how they say it does seem to matter.
He seems very tired, and I don't think that plays well with the public. You know, they want energetic politicians.
He looks old,
yes,
too. You know, I mean, he's got that sort of hound dog face, and
right.
Absolutely.
And although it's a recognizable hound dog face, I think that it might give him a little bit of trouble.
Well, the current polls, I believe it was a CNBC, or a CNBC debate, the current poll over at CNBC has Ron Paul winning by about 70, I think he's got about 75% of the votes.
That figures.
Yeah, chances are good that's not what he's going to win the Republican nomination by.
Not actually, a chance, unfortunately.
Actually, he's running pretty well in Michigan among moderate and independent voters. He's at 10% right now.
That's pretty
according
good.
According to the latest poll, so he's moved up.
But can independent voters vote for the Republican Party?
I'm not from Michigan. Yeah. Eric might know that.
You know, I was considering switching to the Republican Party so I could vote for Paul. I'm not certain if I'll do it. It turns out Obama's not going to be on the ticket for the Democrats in Michigan.
Really?
So I just might do that.
He didn't make the ballot in Michigan?
You were thinking about voting for Obama?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why? Because you want a younger, blacker hope for America? I mean, what is that guy offering?
Yeah, I just tend to agree with most of his policies. He's like a Hillary, but less communistic and less of a war.
Well, how could you be torn between Hillary and Paul?
No, I'm not torn between Hillary and Paul.
Right.
I don't like.
But you're saying that Barack Obama is a younger male black Hillary, and you know his policies are very similar to hers, correct?
Mm-hmm. In many respects.
How can you be torn between the policies of Hillary Clinton and the policies of Ron Paul?
I think that there's many ways to attack a problem, and I think that you can attack it from a socialistic standpoint, or you can attack it from a libertarian standpoint. I've seen the socialistic standpoint work. I think the libertarian standpoint will work as well.
Tell me, when you get a chance, and I'm not putting you on the spot here or anything, tell me something that we can digest in a small amount of time here on the air, not some big economics article, but give me something where socialism has worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I mean, we've
really am. I mean, I'm not going to just let him give his side.
Well, now,
because I don't believe socialism works.
You can make the argument. See, in the free market camp, a lot of times you'll hear the argument that freedom always works better addressing a problem in the marketplace.
Correct.
That freedom is better because it works better.
Right.
I say freedom is better because it's freedom. There are certain issues, like the environment, where you can argue that the Clean Air Act and other regulations, CAFE standards, while they had negative impacts, which is what we should point out as free market people, they did push cars in the direction of polluting less. You can't deny that the intended effect did in fact happen. Did it happen as effectively as it...
Well, in that case,
it could have been done more effectively in the free market.
There are some examples.
We don't know because there's no way to tell.
Well, right. The examples like that are basically the government running out in front of a parade, where the government sees a trend, they see something happening, and they say, well, now you can't have trans fats in your foods in New York, after Marketplace had already been removing trans fats from their foods. Or in the case of, let's see, I just had something in my head. There have been several different things like that.
And right now, consumers are driving a lot of environmentally friendly.
Right. When you're talking about power, this is currently, I mean, the free market is going full bore in the area of solar power, wind power, geothermal power. Geothermal power is likely going to be the one that works. But at some point, some politician is going to say, we need this kind of alternative energy, and it's going to screw with all the rest of them.
It will, but if that alternative energy works, it won't get credit for consumers who are demanding the energy, and then the government jumped on the bandwagon. People will say, well, the government passed a law and it worked. If you had let it function on its own as a market principle, it would have worked, too.
I know what I was thinking of. California and I think some other countries like Australia, I'm not sure, though, but California is looking at, and they may have already done this, but they were looking at passing a law mandating that no incandescent bulbs be sold in the state anymore. So that's just a simple example of the marketplace is already going in the direction towards these fluorescent bulbs, which save money and they save power, and I've already got them all over my house. Nobody had to twist my arm for this. It's an economic boon to put these things in. The marketplace is moving that direction, but then the California government steps out and says, now it's mandatory.
But especially with environmental regulations, you'll see the government jumping on a bandwagon like that, but what they don't address is the fact that those lights contain heavy metals, and we're not sure when they do run out what kind of negative impact they'll have on the environment. And also, a lot of people, this isn't so much about the government, but with environmentalists, people take paper instead of plastic. The amount of carbon released by using paper bags is worse. It's a worse impact on the environment than plastic.
Yeah, and people don't know that. And when it comes to these hybrid cars, you're talking about making these batteries, throwing these batteries away. These things are they're very difficult to get rid of.
Right. You gave the paper bag example. That's just one example of the lies we've been told by the government in the world of recycling, which is pretty much full of lies. The aluminum thing, you can recycle aluminum. That's actually economically worthwhile. But most everything else, plastics and papers, not so worthwhile.
I don't think it's just the government, the status quo government that we have right now either. I do think that there are certain so-called progressives and socialists who push for environmentalism because it gives them a means of that. It sounds paranoid, but it does give them the ability to regulate things that they previously couldn't have.
Sure.
And
right.
They can say,
follow the money. Every single time you want to find out what's going on, follow the money. Even if there's some good idea behind this, you know, in the case of these Kyoto Accords and all that other kind of stuff, do I think that the Kyoto Accords might have, you know, brought some regulations that would make the Earth a little cleaner? Yes. But I don't want to give the power to some international organization to regulate over these countries. An international organization where no one was elected by anybody.
800-25-
That's the scary crap.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything to Jamie Told You So in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Jamie, hello.
Yes, Jamie. Congressman Ron Paul.
Yeah.
I read on this website that he's saying that the dollar could fall at any time, and like what I said, told you last time, when the dollar falls, old Bush is going to bring this up on everybody about taking the national ID card, and there'll be a lot of people taking it because that's the only way you can buy or sell.
Well, that's certainly, they're certainly pushing the national ID card, and the dollar is falling as we speak, so it's all very, very possible, Jamie. What are you going to do in that case?
When it does, I'm just warning everybody, don't take it, because that's a form of worship, and it's the mark of the beast.
You're going to hell.
I don't know about all of that, but I just don't want to bow down to the state and be their serf. That I'm not interested in doing. Now, Jamie, what are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to refuse the national ID card?
I'm just not going to take it.
Now, what if there's some sort of, problem with that? I mean, do you have a job right now?
No, not right now.
What if you aren't able to get another job in the marketplace without this national ID card? Are you going to be able to find
some... You can't buy or sell.
Are you going to be able to find some underground work, some, you know, washing dishes or something like that?
No, sensible work,
turning tricks, you know.
For this national ID card, you can't buy or sell without it. You can't even drive. It'll be your driver's license, too, involved.
Yeah, I don't know how soon they're going to get to that point, but I can definitely see them getting to that point. Right now, they've just got to get it into people's hands, and then they would have to implement more control measures like that.
Well, it's legislation from... have you ever heard of the secret government?
The black government?
Well, it's secret. How can anybody hear about it?
you know where it comes from, don't you?
The secret government?
The papacy.
I'm sorry, what?
The Pope?
The papacy in Rome.
Secret government?
All roads lead to Rome. You ever read that book?
Well, no, but it sounds like paranoid claptrap.
Well, Bush is just a puppet.
All right, Jamie, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it, as always. Mark, what were you going to say?
I was just wondering if Pope John Paul, the second or third, whoever was just recently second. There, was he running the world? Because he didn't look like he could wipe his own butt. I mean, I'm sorry.
800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.